This shall be to every one of us a month of transfiguration. In the name of Jesus. 75% of this book is made up of instructions. And so we have 25% as principles. And the charismatics love the principles. We, you know, love the principles. It doesn't take much to confess anything you desire. But if you don't follow the instruction that makes your confession qualify for confirmation, you're wasting your time. Those who don't love instructions won't love this book. Because every page you look at, thou shalt, thou shalt, thou shalt. Ah, what's the matter? Thou shalt. If thou shalt. Amen. Why? All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, principles, for reproof, for correction, and for instructions unto righteousness. So you join reproof, correction, instruction. It's all the same. So three out of the four factors that makes the book is instructions. No? Correction. What? Reproof. Now, wake up. Instructions. You don't like that, you won't like the book. Because everywhere you look at there is instruction. And what's the purpose? That the man of God may be perfect. Thoroughly furnished. Thoroughly furnished. Openly enviable. Empowered unto all good works. So when you get in there, you are in a factory. The mission is to get you and me thoroughly furnished. If you are interested. If you are interested. You ignore instructions, confession equals zero. Amen. May each one's love for this book be rekindled. Thank you, Jesus. Help us tonight to see what you are showing us in the name of Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and be seated. Engaging the power of faith for breakthroughs in church growth. Engaging the power of faith for breakthroughs in church growth. All breakthrough stories in scriptures has its root in faith. The listing of all the heroes of scriptures, in fact, they are called heroes of faith by Bible scholars. They all emerged out of the crucible of faith. And I'll show you why in a moment. Everything works by faith in the kingdom. Everything works by faith. By faith, Noah. By faith, Abraham. By faith, Sarah. By faith, Gideon. Every breakthrough story is a product of faith at work. Every breakthrough story in scriptures is a product of faith at work. It's an asset of inestimable value. And we're going to be under attack till Jesus comes. So we have to know what to do to keep our faith alive. We have to know what to do to keep our faith alive. The word only works by faith. Blessed is she that believeth. For there shall be performance of those things which are told her from the Lord. My mouth, it has spoken it, and my spirit has gathered it. So every word here is God's prophetic agenda unveiled to his people. Isaiah 34 and verse 16. That means you just live in a dry land without faith. Every promise of God delivers by faith. Every statement of scriptures is made manifest by faith. Everything that works in the kingdom works by faith. Everything, not most things. Everything that works in the kingdom works by faith. When highly prophetic days of the church, he laid out all his end time agenda in this book. But without faith, they will not see the light of day in our lives. Not that to show down the agenda. The agenda will work for those who believe. So faith is key to taking your place in God's end time agenda. He unveiled some stuff there and said, but if you will not believe, surely you will not be established. And so, whatever God says is only established as we believe. We don't believe, it will never be established. That's how powerful faith is. My prayer today is that we will give the attention required and building strength into our faith so it can stand the test of time and fulfill God's agenda for individuals' life and ministry. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We are in the days of visions. He said, write the vision, make it plain. He said, but be understand this, that the judge shall only see the vision come to pass by his faith. Verse 4, by his faith. In the last days, the young men shall see visions, but they will only see it come true by their faith. Any vision will collapse, will dry up, will fly up without faith. Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4. Write the vision, make it plain, pursue after it. But understand this, that there is no skill or energy that can divide divine agenda, but faith that provokes the hand of God to make good his promise. Can I hear your amen? Abel offered the more excellent offering unto the Lord. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 5. Let's go to verse 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent offering, a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by he being dead, yet speaking. Now, verse 5. The Bible said, by faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. Whatever is not of faith is sin. And the end product of sin is death. So offering without faith does not answer. Abraham laid Isaac on the altar, knowing that God is able to raise him back, believing that God is able to raise him back from the dead. And so, the voice answered from heaven. Everything that works in the kingdom works by faith. We have said to pray. Prayer requires faith for answers. You don't believe, answers won't come. Everything that is anything of significance answers to faith. In fact, four times he said, the just shall live by faith. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4, we went into that. Romans 1:17, the just shall live by faith. Galatians 3:11, the just shall live by faith. Hebrews 10:38, now the just shall live by faith, but if any man turns back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. So it's all faith. Anything outstanding anywhere you find in any place, in any ministry, faith is a product of faith. It's a product of faith. It's getting God on the scene. It's giving God room to manifest himself. We know that the greatest headache of the path of darkness is the growth of the church. Because the church is the light of the world. So it will do anything to stop the church from growing. The stronger the church, the more feeble the forces of darkness. So it comes against it. They call it the gates of hell. Blinding the eyes of men that they may not see the benefits of the gospel. Hindering the church of Christ from advancing. So church growth is not just on prayer, it's warfare. Church growth is warfare. It doesn't thrive just on principles. Church growth thrives essentially in warfare. You do not engage in the fight, the church won't grow. The greatest enemy of church growth is Satan himself, whom Satan has blinded their minds, lest the light of the glory of Christ will shine unto them. 2 Corinthians 4:4. Paul said, I wanted to come your way, but Satan hindered me. 1 Thessalonians 2:18. Wherefore, we will have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. He was ever on a mission, but there was a hindrance installed by the wicked. When Israel was fast becoming a nation by reason of her population growth, all hell broke loose. You remember the story? All hell broke loose. That's how the devil is still yelling when the church is advancing. What can we do? Can we stop the holding meeting every day? They shall gather together, but not by me. Another gather together against you shall fall for your sake. So there's a gathering going on in the invisible. Stop that child from going. Get the pastor distracted. Push him off on the road. Because we don't know it's warfare. Most of the time we just fall cheap for it. Church growth is warfare. Satan is personally concerned when the Church of Christ is growing. But if Satan is the problem, if his forces are the problem, then the strength of faith is the answer. Come and say strength of faith. Don't say faith, though. Strength of faith. And be not weak in faith. He considered not his own body, which is now as good as dead, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Amen. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. It's not weak faith. Weak faith can't stand this. It takes strong faith. Strong faith. Just like little faith can't calm the storm. It takes strong faith. Strong faith. If you faint in the day of battle, it's because your strength is small. Proverbs 24 and verse 10. When we call faith, people just think it's faith. Faith is not faith. Faith is in the grace. We have little faith. We have great faith. We have very great faith. And then we have the spirit of faith. Faith is in the grace. No weak faith can stand this battle, sir. So let's build strength to our faith. Let's build strength to our faith against the day of battle. Let's build strength to our faith. So vital, is so important. Above all, taking the strength of faith, and you quench all the fiery darts of the devil. Strong faith equals trust. Amen. It describes the word trust. Even though he slay me, I will yet trust him. Trust. The fire had no power on them because they trusted in their God. There was no smell of fire on them. They were operating by the strength of faith, which you call trust. Psalm 125, verse 1 to 3. He said, they that trust in the Lord shall be like Mount Zion that cannot be removed, but abided forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from this time forward, even forever. He will not allow the rod of the wicked to rest upon the lot of the righteous. Let the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. You get to the realm of strong faith, you are up to the task any day, anytime, anywhere. Please go and invest in building strength to your faith. It will eliminate your sweat and multiply your triumph. Amen. And endue you with the grace for unstoppable breakthroughs. Build your faith. Is the only way to get through this time. Build your faith. Build your faith. Strong faith waxes valiant in fight. They turn the armies of the aliens to flight. My God. They quench the violence of fire, escape the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight. Turn to flight, the armies of the aliens. Strong faith. Not chocolate faith. That does not jump on people. People go building it in the world. Go to them that sell and buy. They go to men and women of faith who got it and begin to consume their resources to activate their faith. I read all the books that Gideon wrote. And so he's writing from heaven now, which I've not heard. Not once, not twice. So I carry some faith DNA inside my system. Let me to believe anything. We were at the airport one day with Dr. Frederick Casey Price. He was in Kaduna. And then I was to see him off down to Lagos before he board his flight and leave. And the Lord said to me, get back home and start that building now. I said, sir, the Lord is saying something to me. He said, what is it? I said, David, God says that to you, go back quickly. We didn't design anything. No. I asked him to stand at four corners. This foundation is laid today in Jesus' name. 2 weeks we completed the building. There was no question on where is the money coming from. No. There was no checking the account. God said, the capacity to believe has to be built. It has to be built. It has to be built. The capacity to believe has to be built, sir. The dimension of faith that believes all things. Amen. Paul said in the way which he called heresy, so worship I the Lord God of my Father. Believe in all things. Acts chapter 24, verse 14. Believe in all things. The capacity to believe all things has to be built. It doesn't jump on people. It has to be built. So we have lost so much ground by descending from the spirit to the flesh, by descending from the spiritual to the natural. God says something, but you see, one has to wait. The capacity to believe it is not there. God said to me in 86, it's time to get the aircraft. Was it in the budget? No. Can that be extra budgetary? I don't know. And I announced it. 6 months' time, the plane landed. Not repeated a second time. Never repeated for reminder of what? Amen. And it has not taken, it still landed, it's still on ground. The plane, not the same old plane. We have been changing it at will. Praise God. We never took any other offering forever on plane. This tabernacle should have dedicated in 1 year. It takes faith to believe. It takes faith to believe. And it's not in the budget. And you are announcing it in September. It takes. Push. Build your faith. Stop looking at me. Build your faith. Build your faith. Yet, no financial stress, no begging, no special meetings, no calling special members of the church. No. No discussion at home. No. You need to build your faith. If thou canst believe all things I say to you, they are possible to him that believeth. Everything God says for you to do is already done. You take delivery by faith. Already settled, you take delivery by faith. Already done, you take delivery by faith. Already. So when you talk about shield of faith, talking about the strength of faith. What am I calling it? The strength of faith. Above all, taking the strength of faith and thereby quench all the fiery darts of the devil. All the fiery darts of the devil. What are the characteristics of strong faith? What are the characteristics of strong faith? Strong faith allays all fears. Why are you afraid? How is it that you have no faith? Strong faith allays all fears. Number two, strong faith destroys all doubts. All doubts. You say to this mountain, be thou removed. And you say, I shall not doubt in your heart. What shall be that things you say will come to pass? You shall have whatsoever you say. You say without withdrawing it. Either in your heart or your mind. You say it and it settles in your spirit. Strong faith destroys all doubts. Number three, strong faith provokes the supernatural at will. Strong faith provokes the supernatural at will. The fiery furnace had no power on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Wonder of the age. There was no smell of fire on them. Their heart was intact. Their garment. My God. I've never seen their video, but maybe they had beards. There was no sign of any smell of fire on them. Strong faith provokes the supernatural at will. Our God whom we serve is able to deliver us, and He will deliver us. We are not guessing. And even if He does not, my friend, your fire is no threat. They came out triumphant. A decree came from the king. Anybody who says any oath against the God of Shah, we will burn him to ashes. Erubai. They just became a dread to the entire land. It provokes. They were too sure. It provokes the supernatural at will. At will. Characteristics of strong faith. It never cowers in battle. Is stronger when battle rages. He pulls out his chest. Who is that? Who is this one? Circumcised Philistine. My God. To defy the armies of the living God. I'll get you down today. It waxes valiant in fight. He dropped the fire 7 times. And so what? 7 times too small. 70 times, my friend. Those 3 boys. 70 times. He did 7,000 times. The king said, do they have relations around who can talk to them? They are from mad. Wax valiant in fight. They don't beg issues. Some faith never begs issues. Those who know God don't beg men. Those who know God don't beg men. And finally, some faith believes all things. As long as it drops from the mouth of God, that's it. You say, let's look at it. Nothing to look at. What of? There's no what of. Pros and cons, never. Pros only. Pros only. Pros only. We had a problem landing in Lagos some years back. and the plane will come down, oh, and thunder will strike, wow, and the plane will go up again. He said, relax. We are going to the airport. We will land there. Oh, then go, go. Lie. Say lie. Lie, lie, lie. Nothing shook on my insides. The one with me can't drop. I'm not guessing that he is. I know he is. And I'm conscious he is. I am with you always. You are one of my laborers in the Great Commission, even to the end of the age. You are on board, you are disbord, you are in your house, I'm with you always. Believes all things. Elijah said, open the eyes of this man. He's blind. And then his eyes open, all the valley surrounded by fire, you know, horses and chariots of fire. The boy said, in this day, things there, you can't see it. Somebody's story is changing. Yeah. Now, back to our point. No church grows without the hand of God at work. And without faith, we cannot secure the hand of God. Amen. No one can come to me except my Father, we sent him, draw him. John 6:44. And who had believed that report unto whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Isaiah 53:1. No one can experience church growth without the hand of God at work. And we provoke the hand of God by faith. By faith. Because except the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that builds it. Every house is built by some man, but he that builds all things is God. He that builds all things is God. Every house is built by some man, but he that builds all things is God. He that builds all things is God. So without the hand of God, we cannot experience such growth. Sustainable church growth thrives on the hand of God at work. Why? He's the God of increase. Paul may plant, Apollos may water. It is God that brings the increase. First Corinthians 3:6. He's the God of addition, and the Lord added to the church daily so that I should be saved. Acts 2:47. He's the God of multiplication. I will multiply them, they shall not be few. I will multiply them. The Lord multiplied thee 1,000 times many more than year. 1,000 times. Many more as year. And bless you as he has promised you. He's the multiplier God. Jeremiah 30:19. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and blessing on them that make many. And I will multiply them, they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, not just number now. I will change their status as they do. Amen. Is the city taking God? Deuteronomy 2:36. There was no city too strong for them. He said, the Lord our God delivered them all into our hands. From Arwa, which is by the brink of the river Arnon, and from the city that is by the river, even unto Gilead, there was not one city too strong for us. The Lord, our God, delivered all unto us. Delivered all. It's a city delivering God. And is going with you from this mountain. It's the city delivering God. and is going with you from this mountain. It's a city delivering God and is going with you from this mountain. Acts chapter 13 and verse 44. And the next Sabbath day, almost the whole city came together to hear the word of the Lord. And these folks have filled the whole city with their doctrine. Acts chapter 5 verse 28. It's a city delivering God. Don't forget, church growth is warfare. And your winning ticket is strong faith. Church growth is warfare. And our winning ticket is strong faith. To ward off the enemy of church growth and take delivery of the much people that God has for us in every city and town where we live. Don't toy with your faith. It's your life wire in the kingdom. It is to everyone in this kingdom according to his faith. It's to everyone according to his faith. Not according to the faith of those who pray for you, but according to your faith. Jesus laid hands on them in Nazareth. They were not healed. And he marveled at their own belief. Jesus is all faith. Now he lay hands on them with all the anointing, with all the revelation. Yet, they couldn't assess what he brought. And he marveled at their own belief. That's how important building your faith is. Papa lay hands on me, it doesn't make a difference. No. No. Your faith at work in you is what can draw of that prayer, that decree. Otherwise, I mean, now you pray over somebody who will not repent. Will he be saved? No. You pray for someone who doesn't believe in prosperity to prosper. Will he prosper? No. You say, I believe it. Prove that you do by obeying it. Show me your faith by your words. I'll show you my faith by my word. Are you a giver? Are you a tither? Or are you Melchizedek that collects tithes from others? My God. Now, the kind of mercy that God is talking about in the end time is not possible by power nor by might. It requires the hand of God. Let's try to run this way. But what is in faith? That provokes supernatural breakthrough. What is in faith that provokes supernatural breakthroughs? Faith provokes access to the power of God for our change of story. Somebody touch me, Jesus said, because virtue is gone out of me. Daughter, thy faith has drawn virtue from me, which has changed your story. Luke chapter 8, verse 40 to 48. Thy faith. So faith draws on God's power to bring about our desired change of story. How shall this thing be? He said, the power of the highest shall come upon thee. It will generate a holy thing inside you without knowing a man. God's power that changes the stories of men is accessible by faith. Faith is our connectivity to the power of God. Through the greatness of his power, shall his enemies submit themselves to him. Psalm 66 and verse 3. So his power just subdues his enemies, including the gates of hell, trying to stop the church from going forward. We tap into power by faith, and that power subdues all his enemies. So you can have a thoroughfare in our church growth endeavor. What is in faith that provokes supernatural breakthrough? Faith provokes the stretching forth of the hand of God. First, to confirm his word that we believe. He confirms his word by our faith. Is, you know, what God said to my father David, he has come, the same he has performed with his hand. So when faith comes alive, God's hand is stretched forth to perform his word in our life, to make good his promise in our life. Remember, we said the hand of God is only secured by faith, who had believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed. He stretches forth his hand when our faith comes alive. And 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 15, what he spoke with his mouth to my father David, the same he has performed with his hand. So he brings his word to pass when our faith comes alive. Can I hear your amen? Amen. Can I hear your amen?
Amen?
Number three, faith brings God's person into our situation. God comes down indeed. The picture of the fourth person is like unto the Son of God. That's not an angel. He would have called it an angel because it's called the one that brought Daniel is called an angel. God came down. Do you know what happened in the prison when Paul and Silas were shut on there? God came down. He said, the Lord in it, let the earth tremble. When God stepped out, it was an earthquake. The foundation of the prison was shaken. Every man's band was loosed. And they went forth in dignity. Faith brings God's person into our situation. And that is the end of all strife. When God steps in, forget about battles. It's over. God steps in. Now, believe the Lord your God shall be established, believe his word, you shall prosper. And so, they believed. And God came down and set ambushment against their enemies. And they were all smitten. Not one escaped. Israel never shot an arrow. When God comes down, it brings an end to the issue. And faith is that covenant requirement to bring God down to our situation so he can take over the battle. We need to build our faith to secure God's direct intervention when we are challenged. What is in faith? Remember Romans 8:31 said, if God be for us, who can be against us? That's forget about opposition, forget about people who are angry, forget about people who are charming you. Amen. Who can succeed to come against us? If God be for us. Somebody's story is changing.
Amen.
What is in faith that provokes supernatural breakthrough? It triggers angelic intervention. Faith triggers what? Angelic intervention. My God has sent his angel and has shut the mouth of the lions that they have not hurt me. And the conclusion is that the Lord delivered him because he believed in his God. So faith provokes angelic intervention at will Faith provokes angelic intervention at will. What is in faith? And you know, these angels excel in strength and they hearken to the voice of his word. They will deliver whatever his word commands when they step in. They will deliver whatever his word commands when they step in. Amen. And his command is as issued by us in line with his word. As issued by us in line with his word. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 6. Cause not your mouth to cause your flesh to sin. Neither say thou before an angel, it was an error. They just speak it and run with it. They don't hear come. They pick what you say and run with it. Oh my God, I'm finished. They help to finish it. I'm unstoppable. They clear the barriers. I shall not die but live. They take care of every arrow coming against you. Are they not ministering spirits? Sent for us shall be heirs of salvation. So they are at our command. Come on, let me help you say it. Angels are at our command. They don't know jokes. I think I'm done. Okay. Then you are done. What is in faith? That provokes supernatural turnaround. Faith reverses all seemingly irreversibles. Faith what? Reverses all seemingly irreversibles. John 11:39. By now he's thinking. He's been there 4 days. He said, I know something that if thou would have believed, thou should have seen the glory of God. Faith has power to reverse the irreversibles. Faith has power to reverse the irreversibles. Lazarus, come forth. And that was dead, came forth. Stinking or no stinking, situation reversed. Finally, faith provokes signs and wonders at will. 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 When our last daughter was dying, I watched them take her from the prophet's chamber to the hospital. I smiled. I went to the office, had a devotion with the staff, got to my room, shut the door with a smile. Jesus, there must be a way out. Amen. Bah, bah, bah. 4 scriptures landed. Spirit of death messed up. Life recovered. Come on, give the Lord praise. Command signs and wonder at will. So faith is not a belief system. It's connected with heaven to determine the events on the earth. Faith connects us to heaven in determining the events of our lives on the earth. That is this mystery of Paul in Romans chapter 6. Do not say in your heart, we go to heaven and bring Christ down, or go to the grave and bring him up. What saith he? The word is nigh thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, even the word of faith which we preach. You bring heaven down to the earth. You bring heaven down to the earth. You provoke fulfillment of every prophetic scripture in your life. Faith is key to driving supernatural church growth. Faith is key. My recommendation, go build your faith. Lay hold on proven faith materials. Not those who are talking about it, but those who have proved it. And seek to find out what they must have found that makes the difference. Feed your God's word never grows stale. Feed your life with the word of faith. The word of faith is what brings heavens down to the earth. We have tens of thousands of workers in this place. We've never prayed one day, oh God, pay them. My God, He brings heavens down to the earth. You are not struggling with nothing. You just connect to heaven, and then things are happening on the earth. That's faith. Let me conclude as we read that scripture, Romans chapter 6 and verse 6. Romans 10, please. Romans 10, verse 6. But the righteousness which of faith speaketh on this wise, say not thou in thy heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring him up again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. 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 So go to them that sell and buy for yourself. I went to Egan and bought into what God showed him. I went to Copeland and bought into what God showed him. He has not misdirected my steps, sir. I bought boldness of faith from the sage, Archbishop Benson Idahosa. You go to them that say and buy for yourself. Stop explaining away your failure. Wake up and deal with it. Faith is key to every impactful ministry. Faith is key to church growth. Faith is key. Please get into it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus. Please rise to your feet. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise. Amen. Every faith-filled believer or minister is addicted to learning, addicted to studying. Paul the Apostle, the cloak which I left with you when I was at Troas, bring for me when you're coming. And the books, and especially my notes. So it's not reading for pleasure. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 13. And he said to Timothy, study, my friend. You don't want to be ashamed. Study. Build up. That's the meaning. Build up. Build up. Build up your spiritual personality. Build up on the word of faith that we put in command. Build up. Build up. Lift up your two hands and pray for grace. Grace. Paul said, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Let's pray for grace. To keep our faith alive, to keep our faith growing, to keep our faith stronger by the day. Take that grace from heaven. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. No wrestler wishes that his muscles develop itself. That you wake up in the morning and you try your muscles like this. Yeah, my God. God is great. You consciously develop. You commit yourself to developing it. You sacrifice yourself to develop it. Waiting for your muscles to develop itself is waiting forever. Waiting for that to happen is wasting one's life. It's time to get into it. I shared yesterday, I think, that Kenneth Copeland said, the Lord said to him, get back to all the teachings of Eden. Since 1962, as you step into the next phase of your life. So he went and charted all the tapes and everything that he could get. And started at that age with that level of exploit. Life in the kingdom is a lifelong school. Life in the kingdom is a lifelong school. It's a lifelong school. Grace to be a consistent builder of your faith so as to accomplish God's ultimate agenda for your life. Go ahead and receive it one more time. Consistency, consistency, consistency. Faith is your breath. You don't get tired. Engage your breath to stay alive. Pray that prayer, pray that prayer, pray that prayer, pray that prayer. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. You know, no one reads his book once to write an exam. You read it only once? No. You read it, you understand it. You read it till you understand it. I read Kenneth Copeland's book on prosperity the fourth time with fasting. The fourth time. All these reading, I finish all the books. What did you get? I learned some very striking things from those who ministered in the morning today. I won't tell you what they are, but I'll share the testimony with you when they begin to happen. Life. 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 I told him yesterday if I have to read those books that I wrote, I will have to re-edit them. Because of new things I found. Amen. People say they are blessed. Great. But new findings. Yes. Make those ones kindergarten. New findings. With new proofs to match. Let's set ourselves to grow our faith. Let's commit ourselves to it. It's more dignifying. Far more. Far more. All the members of our little church, they know I'm not a beggar. Amen. And when they run to me, I service whatever they need that's at my level with utmost excitement. This thing works. No one wants to be a beggar. No one wants to be a failure. So, take responsibility and do what puts you where you want to be. Build your faith. Praise God. Guys, sit there for a moment before we close. Please come ahead. Now, we have some little books of faith here. The Lifestyle of Faith is written by Bishop David Abuye. Amen. The Unlimited Power of Faith. I would prefer that you take this as a manual and walk through it. First, what is faith? How does it operate? Don't glance it. It's not a newspaper. It's not a newspaper. Understanding the power of faith is a little one. You can always run through that in a moment. Exploits of faith. And then the number one book that we wrote, The Law of Faith. Very basic. Doesn't bite anybody. Amen. I'm just walking through a line now that I hope not all of you will stone me, but some may stone me on it. We are redeemed to operate at His frequency.
Yes, sir.
But we don't know it yet. I have said, ye are gods. Not that they said for me. Not that I sent them to go and say it. I was there. Where are we going now? I won't tell you. You just connect with heaven. Understand this. As long as you remain human, you remain limited. As long as you remain human and your perspective is limited to humanism, you remain limited. Now, I did that 1983 or something. Somebody wrote me and said, I'm not the God who has it. You're on your own. Even some of you are looking at me now with one kind of eye. But let me tell you what I'm saying. It's natural for the child of a man to be human. Or is it difficult to understand? The child of a cow is natural to be cowly. So what is the difficulty in you saying you are a child of God? And you are now human. Okay.
No, sir.
Take it easy. Take it easy. See, yes. I've made you a god unto Pharaoh. See, man, they couldn't even think of arresting him. He saw it. He saw it. See. Come on here. See?
Yes.
Okay. I won't tell you what's in the thing so that you won't go and write it. Amen. Now, we did some things here, package some materials we call a legacy publication. These are all the books we have till date on wisdom. You want them in your library, you can go ahead. These are the ones we have on consecration. Living to please God, prayer, praise, and healing. And then this is success. I said humorously, if you don't understand exploring the secret of success, you will understand success strategies. You don't understand it, understand success systems. You don't understand, you understand success buttons. Whichever one, you don't understand. And then prosperity that never dries up. And then the Baba himself, the Holy Spirit. So you can find out who he is, what he does, how he does it, and how to engage him. The supernatural. And then faith carries all those materials we talked about. And then the source of it all, the word. What's in the world? What makes it tick? How do I engage with it? They are all there. And then vision, to see where you are going and see it where. Praise the Lord. Well, you can get those things on your in your library, and then this one can crash. Amen. Just get it and you look at it towards building your faith. And take command of the affairs of your life. Taking command of the affairs of your life. What it is all about. Praise the Lord. I'll be alive to hear the good news from you. Because you are going to the next phase of explosion. You are moving to the next phase of explosion. Light will be striking in your direction. You'll never get stranded once. It's one glory level to another glory. Amen. Stand to your feet. Are you glad you came for this conference? Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise. When God spoke to me about 50,000 seed sanctuary in 1982, I called it tent. Because there was no capacity to call it a building. Now the first thing is, who will feel it? But the people who sit down to start censoring God won't go forward. I didn't ask him to tell me, he's the one who told me. So write it down the way he said it. Although I can't accommodate the building nature of it, so call it tent. Well, 50,000 people are going to be standing there. Now, why am I saying this? There are no ceilings on our destinies. You are faithful at one level, you move to the next. Faithful at the next, to the next. Faithful at the next, to the next. Faith shining more and more unto the perfect day. No ceilings. No ceilings. Otherwise, we will not be doing what we are doing now if there were ceilings. No. No ceilings. So that building you are is not the last building. That building you are is not the last building. Amen. No ceilings. When you're coming in or going towards Canaan City, you find the gate there. That was our boundary. It was concrete wall. We have edged ourselves inside it. How long will it take us to finish this land? My God. Thank you, God. That time it was only 1,400 or something. I can't remember again. Initial place. No, where we did the belt. I mean, the fence. But after that, we went forward and then about 10,000 acres more. So we broke our limit. Because there is no ceiling.
No ceiling.
On the destiny of believers. No ceilings. No ceilings. No ceilings. No ceilings. No ceilings, sir. That is not your last building. That's not your last car. Stop there. No. No ceilings. Amen. Humorous God. The basement of the new sanctuary will sit, is it 50? 44,000 people. If used for sitting. And why will it not be used for sitting? because we are putting air conditioner there. And then the foyers all around, we see how many? 28,000. The passage to be passing. Amen. You are faithful at one level, you are going to the next.
Yes.
He came and saw what they did. And then he went back again. When else he comes, he will now give you more. You have been faithful with a few things now, over 10 cities. He goes, he comes back, okay, over 40 cities. He came and come back, over one city, one nation, two nations, 10 nations. That's what he does.
No ceilings.
Thank God for where you are. That's not where you are ending. You are not ending there. 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 It's only a phase. It's a stepping stone. You are not ending there. That is a phase. My God. But hear me before we go. Show me your faith without your works. And I show you my faith by my works. That is, obey me believingly. Then you have committed me.
Yes.
Obey me believingly. Not that you believe God and go and sleep. Obey me believingly.
Yes,
how would this church grow? Pray. Obey.
Thank you, sir.
How would this church grow? Go. And bring forth fruit. How would this church grow? Compare them to come. By whatever you know.
Yeah.
Righteously. How did church grow? Structure it. How will it be established? Structure it, my friend. So it's not, I believe God. We are growing. Next phase. Next phase. Next level. Next level. Hallelujah. Next level. I'm going. Next level. You better fasten your seatbelt. And prove that you believe. By doing what he says to do. Prove that you believe. By doing what he says to do. Prove that you believe. By doing what he says to do. Amen. Your faith will not fail.
Amen.
Jesus said, I pray for you that thy faith will not fail. Your faith will not fail.
Amen.
Your faith is not fail. Will not fail. Say with me, faith is no cheap talk.
Faith is no cheap talk.
Faith is hard work.
Faith is hard work.
Hard work to build.
Hard work to build.
Hard work to proof.
Hard work to proof.
Faith is hard work.
Faith is hard work.
Faith is no cheap talk.
Faith is no cheap talk.
Faith is hard work.
Faith is hard work.
Let us therefore labor.
Yes, yes, yes.
To enter into that. You labor. It's not that you are guessing and goosing. You labor.
Labor.
You labor. Labor to enter.
Yes.
Labor to enter. Labor. And where are you laboring? You are laboring in the world. For the word of God is quick and powerful. You labor in the world to enter into the rest of faith. You labor in the world to enter into the rest of faith. You labor in the world. They would tell me in those days, we need 80 million during the faith tabernacle. I said, carry on. No service. Carry on. Amen. And then suddenly it came. It may surprise them. It didn't surprise me. I won't let them know what it was. And then, but carry on. Somebody said, go and do it. He didn't complain. Carry on, my friend. It always answered to time. No special call made once. To nobody. But always answered. Tomorrow we'll be looking at the components of faith. That makes it work. What must join with it? Add to your faith. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7. Add to it. You want it to deliver? Add to it. Don't carry junks about. Talking nonsense around town. Build your faith. Treat your faith like an egg. Don't throw it around, it will break. Carry it like pregnancy. Jealously guard the treasures of the world. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm simply obeying. yes, the word. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Believingly and committing God naturally, yes, to do his part. New day. For every ministry. Lift up your two hands and give God thanks.